Behind the Mic, Lessons from the Midlife on Your Terms Audio Summit. Hosting the Midlife on Your Terms Audio Summit was one of the most energizing and rewarding things I've done in a while. I had the privilege of speaking with five remarkable women, each bringing a unique lens to what it means to lead, live, and grow in midlife. And while the topics varied from hormones to AI to leadership, there was one unifying message. This season is not about decline, but about redefinition. Here's what stood out for me from each guest. Wick shared how food can be a source of power. Her holistic approach to navigating life after 40, using intermittent fasting, it reminded us that taking care of ourselves, it isn't optional, it's essential. She offered really simple, actionable steps to support ourselves through this important transition. And I've known Nick Wick for a long time. I had no idea the healing properties of fasting. Sarah Black brought the world of AI into our hands. Instead of fear, she offered empowerment. She helped us see how women can harness technology as a tool for freedom, especially in business, because staying informed is one of the most feminist things that we can do right now. And she challenged us as the largest demographic in the world at the moment to actually ensure our voices are included in AI. Dr. Carrie Oderman, she opened our eyes to the global events and how they affect us more than we think. Her deep geopolitical lens gave context to the world we're working and leading in. As midlife women with global awareness, we become more conscious citizens, more conscious business owners. And she challenged us to take action locally, because that then can scale internationally. Trisha Carter helped us navigate this phase of life using the cultural intelligence framework. This is quite a different way to think about the challenges that we're facing in midlife. Whether it's empty nest, the sandwich generation, all the perimenopause symptoms. For many listeners, Trisha's framework was an absolute game changer. Our discussion also reminded us that empathy and curiosity are strategic assets. And Amel Dereki is a powerhouse when it comes to purposeful leadership. She encouraged us to lead in a way that honors our values, not mimicking old models of success, answering that question of what do you want to be known for? Her invitation to lead from within, it was a full circle moment for so many listeners. The feedback has been amazing. Together, these conversations, they've painted a really powerful picture of what's possible when women embrace this chapter of their lives with intention. If you missed any of these discussions, you can still tune in. I believe this summit is more than a one-time event. It's a resource that you can return to as you continue to grow and lead. The biggest lesson I walked away with: you're not too late. You're not too anything. You're right on time, and your voice is needed now more than ever. It's available now. It's on demand. Each discussion is under 20 minutes. So you can tune in as you drive, as you're washing the dishes, as you're cleaning the house, walking. Tune in now. Go to theleaptolead.com/summit.